Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. We do it every day here on the Wendy's Big Show during the 5 o'clock hour. We reset the big topics on today's big show. Give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250. We also let you know what we've done up to this point at the 5 o'clock hour mark to make sure that you set yourself up later on tonight where you can check out all the things you missed. You are going to want to go back and check out John McLaughlin. We had the original buck, number 14,
That's
and hangs in the Raptors. He is the best. He's one of the best of all time. I mean, like, just one of the genuinely nice guys in all of basketball, especially in this city. He's a fixture in the community. John McLaughlin. Check it out. 1057fmthefan.com. Fan on demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC. Highway 100 in Greenfield. Just awesome stuff with him. Also, Eric Name of The Athletic. Covers the Bucks. He's watched this team for his entire life. And what we just did with Chad Ryder was really fun and just great insight into what the Packers just might do at 12. And 30 coming up on Thursday night in the NFL draft. We will be Thursday at the Q Club of Wisconsin out in Waukesha, Grandview Boulevard from 2 to 6, Wendy's Big Show, and then 6 to 11, Gary, you and Bill Michaels take over, and people might be able to see you lose your mind, which could be really, really fun.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think so at all?
No, I mean, I trust my sources. I got good sources inside the information. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen. This is probably going to be one of the most difficult times. And I tell people this all the time. If any of these guys know who the Packers are drafting, they're lying. It's a guess.
Right.
I mean, I guess Nick Perry, and I didn't. It was. I didn't have any answer. It was a deduction. I guess Nick Perry when that happened. But it was a matter of deduction. The Green Bay Packers have set themselves up in a way where you have no idea where they're going. I think odds are they move down. And especially if all those quarterbacks move down, I think they move down and still get the guy that they want and maybe they pick up an extra first-round draft pick for the following year. So they'll still have two first-round picks this year and two first-round picks next year.
And if they do that, then they have the possibility next year in a draft that's supposed to be real quarterback-heavy, that if that's what
really
they actually want to go.
And then you get a chance to assess Rodgers. Does he get
for
hurt?
Sure.
Does he not
yeah.
get hurt? Are these two guys meant for each other? Is it going to work out or what? And so, to me, that's where you go.
Well, Sparky found a really good tidbit for our something that we're going to get into tomorrow of what side of the ball is really the need on. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is going to say the need is on offense. We'll get into that coming up tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. But it hasn't been like that in Green Bay for a long, long time. 414-799-1250 on the Wendy's Big Show. Right lane as Leroy Butler points up to the television that we've been talking about actually all day long that apparently now the Four Letter Network wants to talk about. Who would you rather have in this series, Kyrie Irving or Giannis Antetokounmpo?
I just think for you talking about the history of what's expected. And first of all, I want to go back. Congratulations to the Bucks getting to the second round. A lot of Bucks fans, that was the benchmark to see if you know they can get to that. You know, because no one expected them to be the best team in the NBA. But to go to the second round, I think is amazing. So they should be applauded for that because they're going to have the MVP and the Coach of the Year. So when you're talking about records, you throw out the records for the most part, but you really don't because you've won number one seed to have home court. And last year, we had Eric Names on earlier, and he had a great point. You almost have to throw out what happened last year because a lot of the players that was on the Bucks are not here. And it was just a lot going on. And, again, Uncle Drew did not play last year. And we had I didn't know who the guy Rozier was. I don't know why I keep bringing his name up because I want, you know, Bledsoe to redeem himself. But when it comes down player for player, what these guys accomplished, awesomely to say that Uncle Drew has a championship. If you've seen him in the finals just take over against the best team, Golden State. So if in the playoffs, pound for pound, team for team, you know, I just think that Uncle Drew to me would be the guy I would count on the most, you know, in these kind of close games like that.
Now, I like how Eric pointed it out to us and how he said it to you, Gary, because we started the conversation that, you know, these two are obviously at different points in their career, and Eric said Kyrie is definitely probably a more clutch player, but Giannis can be the better player. Mm-hmm. So who would you rather have?
Well, from the body of work right now, I know. I mean, you can say that right now, better player with Giannis. Man, that's not disputable if you look at what the year Kyrie has had. But Kyrie is a different ball player in the playoffs. And to me, if you look at the body of work, and that's what I'm going on, and right now today, it's Kyrie. Now, or Uncle Drew. Now, the caveat to that, can Giannis do something about that this playoff series? Yes. If you think about the when they won the title in Cleveland with Kyrie, who took the biggest shot? It was Kyrie, not LeBron James, that won that. So he has that in his repertoire. And everybody knows it, and everybody's afraid of it. Giannis is building his resume, and it's not quite there yet. It's Uncle Drew all day. Now, if you are a Bucks fan and you feel like I'm sliding Giannis, I'm not at all. It is the truth. Kyrie has a bigger slice of the pie than Giannis at this particular point.
Well, yeah, you just said what they've done better, though.
Yeah, and that's what you go
so
on.
So you would rather have Kyrie Irving than Giannis?
Because of the past. I don't know what Giannis is going to do in the future. You hope that well, in Giannis' case, is it the clutch jump shot where he throws his feet up and it's a three-pointer? I don't know.
Or he dunks on Al Horford's face or something like that?
Or does he go into the hoop and take three guys with him? Everybody's talking about the move last night, the double clutch. Everybody calling that Mike like. Is it that? I don't know. The book is still yet to be written what Giannis can and will do in this playoff series. He's got a chance to actually put himself in a whole nother echelon. I mean, we all think he's a great player, right? But he's got a chance to put himself in the history book of the NBA.
And Sparky, I think he started doing that yesterday with a new playoff high 41 last night when they closed out the Detroit Pistons. Who would you rather have in this series, Kyrie Irving or Giannis?
Giannis, just mainly because I don't think he can lose them in the series. I think Kyrie can lose Boston this series for sure. Kyrie can get hot and can help you win, and Kyrie can get cold and refuse to stop shooting and refuse to give the ball up and not share. Two games ago, or was it game two or game three, one of them, it was all about Kyrie and Tatum. Nobody else did anything. I think there was one other player in double figures. The other two guys did it. The last game, it was the entire team. Gordon Hayward got into the act and played well. They had balanced scoring in their starting five. That's how Boston has to play if they want a chance to beat the Milwaukee Bucks in this series. If it goes back to being the Kyrie show and we're not going to share the basketball, Boston's in trouble. I don't think they can beat Milwaukee playing that way. If everybody's involved, if Jalen Brown's involved in the offense and Al Horford's involved in the offense and scoring and not getting you 6 or 8 points in a given game, if everybody's involved, I think Boston has a good chance. But unlike Giannis, if Kyrie's not scoring, where's Kyrie helping you? If Giannis isn't scoring, he's blocking shots. He's getting rebounds. He's still drawing doubles and opening up shooters on the wings. There's other things that Giannis can do when he's off. When Kyrie is off, I don't think it's the same effect, other than he doesn't stop shooting and will cost you the basketball game. So for me, it's Giannis. Giannis is by far the player that I'd rather have in this series.
That's the right lane. Who would you rather have in this series, Giannis or Kyrie? In the center lane, the Brewers are just making me flat out angry. They've lost 9 of their last 14. They strike out 14 times last night, and they count on Adrian Hauser when you're taking on a divisional opponent, the St. Louis Cardinals, in a year where you are trying to go to the World Series. You are claiming that you are all in at a record payroll, and you trot Adrian Hauser out there and then allow Jacob Barnes to give up 5 runs.
Oh, my goodness.
Allowing just getting one out. Just one. And the offense is supposed to keep you afloat during the entire stretch, this daunting month and a half, 2 month stretch that you start out the year with, and you've now lost 9 of 14. But I'm going to calm down.
The Yadier Molina, that one won't hurt me.
You got what?
The Yadier, the Yadier Molina guy.
Yadier.
Catcher. Yeah,
just say Yadier.
What's his name? The two strike.
Don't make everybody hear
that. He just throwing the bat out there, and he kind of put that thing
dumps
right over.
Right over.
Yeah. That one got me the most, cuz. Heartburn.
Oh, yeah. And the worst part is I'm sitting in here with everybody as we're getting ready, watching the Bucks game, watching the Brewer game. I'm sitting right over here in the corner, right over by the trash can, over in the corner, by the trash can. That's where bad kids sit anyway. Right, that's usually timeout.
Yeah.
I put my head down when Jacob Barnes goes in and the bases are loaded right away. I look at him and I was like, well, this game's going to be 12-4 by the time the Brewers hit again. And it was.
You're a Jacob Barnes fan too.
I do. I really like Jacob. I think he's a really nice guy.
He has some pretty good stuff at times.
Let's make something happy again. Gary, you really, really, really are in with the Fear the Deer District Fiserv Forum.
Okay.
And people on your Facebook page last night were saying that they are seemingly now happy about their investment. What do you think now of the Fiserv
Forum? Well, a lot of people changed their mind. I mean, I think we knew all along if you were going to keep the Milwaukee Bucks, this is something to help them keep to be sustainable. Move them into the next, you know, century. And I think when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks and what they have with, you know, Giannis, and now they're in the playoffs, I think this team is probably favorite to get to the, for sure, the Eastern Conference Finals. I think you're there. And then we'll see what happens after that. I think what they've been able to do. Now, you've got to give the owners some credit, right?
Oh, yeah. Peter Fagan and Wes Edens and Mark Lazary, Jamie Dimon.
Right. So to have some sort of foresight to how this thing is going to be built and what it should look like. And it is absolutely amazing for the economy of Milwaukee.
414-799-1250. We reset the big topics. Now it's your turn to have the final say on them. 414-799-1250. Quickly before the break, let's go to Ed in Muskego. Ed, you're on the fan. Pick a lane.
Hey, what's up, Big Show?
Yeah, what's up, Ed?
You?
Hey, not too bad. So I'm going to take the right lane on this one. Last night, I didn't really get to start watching the game too much, and so I put my daughter to bed around, like, the third quarter, right?
You're such a great parent.
Great dad.
Yeah, right? So, you know, I'm outside, and I'm sipping my bourbon. I had a nice Arturo Fuente out there watching it, and it looked like Giannis. This is his show right now. I mean, this dude is all over the place. Those block shots, getting in the paint, getting to the free throw line. It seemed like, to me, I mean, I didn't really see much of the first half, but to me it seemed like when it came down to it, he's the one that's going to make this happen, and he wants to show everybody that he's the greatest in the league right now.
No, it does feel that way. No doubt about it. Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, he's got – you know what? He's got that –
Appreciate it, Ed.
And I hate the eye of the tiger, so to speak. I mean, he's got that right now. This thing, we're going to get this done no matter what.
It can be his time.
And that's a scary thing for anybody to see. The want to. Right.
He's got it.
I think Johnny Mack said something along those lines. Like, he's got the want to. Steve said it too. He does. Everybody wants to have. Somebody is going to flip the switch. Mm-hmm. Like Sparky's also been saying, they got a switch that they flip when they want to end you. They end you, and they ended the Detroit Pistons last night. They went on some stupid, like, 56-10 run to end the game.
Again, it's just...
And it was amazing. And cover.
The defensive intensity...
13.5.
The defensive intensity picks up. The ball sharing begins. Certain players get more aggressive. See Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe in the first half of that game last night was not the Eric Bledsoe I want to see in the next round. Eric Bledsoe in the second half is more of what I want to see in the second round. The one thing that Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe both have to remember is, yes, Giannis is great. Yes, Giannis may be the MVP, but that does not mean that you stop playing on the offensive side of the floor and not being aggressive. Mm-hmm. You both have to still be aggressive out there, because if you are, that makes it easier for everyone if you're both going versus everybody standing around watching Giannis jack up shots. It has to be everybody in at the same point. I think Middleton has been a lot more aggressive since the playoffs started towards the end of the regular season, so that's good. If that continues, I'll be happy. Now, Bledsoe just has to get to that point each and every game. The one nice thing about this is it's the Celtics, and we know he's got a bad taste in his mouth from last year against the Celtics, and it's going to be his matchup that everybody's going to be looking at nationally. It's not going to be Giannis's matchup.
For sure, yep.
It's going to be Bledsoe versus Kyrie that everybody's going to be watching to see, can Bledsoe slow him down? What's Kyrie scoring? What's Bledsoe doing? Is Kyrie locking down Bledsoe? He's taking away one of their big three. That's what this series is going to be about. It's going to be about those two. It's not going to be as much about Tatum and Giannis or Middleton and Jaylen Brown, whatever. No, it's going to be about the point guards and that point guard matchup, and I'm anxious to see how Bledsoe responds.
414-799-1250, who would you rather have in this series, Kyrie or Giannis? How mad are the Brewers making you right now, and what do you think of Fiserv Forum now that you've seen it at its highest point in the playoffs? 414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, rolls on after this. Great Lakes Alex Dragway, Pick a Lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Who would you rather have in a series, this series that we're about to see, Kyrie or Giannis? You can also get in on Fiserv Forum. What do you think now? And are these Brewers making you as mad as they're making me? Let's go out to Ram on the north side. Ram, I know which one you want. Who would you rather have, Kyrie or Giannis?
What's going on, Big Show?
What's going on, Ram?
Studio. I got to go with Uncle Drew.
Come on with it. Tell me why.
And I'm going to say this. In basketball, I'm a basketball guy. I think a lot has to do with playing in big games. And Leroy and Gary can attest to this. It's a different level of adrenaline that flows through you when playing in big games. And he's gonna have ice water in his veins. And right now, when I look at it, Boston backcourt is superior. It's no kinks in the armor. And Kyrie, if you're going straight up man to man, he'll chew Bledsoe and Connaughton without even thinking about it. So they're gonna have to send a double.
Right.
And so when you send a double, them guys like Tatum and Brown, they can make open shots, and they're a super athletic team.
Athletic.
They can get up and down. And then the other thing I say is, you remember, Boston won at home, the Bucks won their two games at home, but that last game they won at home, they only won by 2 points, and Hayward didn't play, and he done turned the corner.
Turned.
So I think where you come to that is making big shots and making plays. And Gary and Leroy, both of you always talk about the word DM. We talk about difference makers. I just think Boston got more difference makers. Mm. The Detroit series was a good practice series for the Bucks, but now it's time to play ball now.
Yeah, they're going. It's going to be a different intensity. It's going to be a different style series.
Yeah, we got to see what's up now. That's what we're going to see. That's what we're getting ready to see. Is what's up. That's what people are looking for.
Appreciate it, Ram. Thanks.
We're going to see what's up. Ram, you know you're going to get a lot of bad slander.
Ram knows that. He's already got it.
You can't have your opinion like that.
Sean's in Racine. Sean, pick a lane.
Somebody needs to ask Ram if he's a Bucks fan or not. I think he's more a fan of the NBA as a whole. So he always comes off as a hater if he's giving his opinion.
It's just his opinion. Like, you better give yours.
Why you feel like Cousin Man said what he feel? He's
no,
a hater.
He just said somebody's going to ask him because somebody's going to go after him for it.
Yeah. Say he was not. I'm not going after him. I'm just
not? Okay.
People will take it the wrong way because of what he said.
Yeah, right. What lane you got, my brother?
Back to the Bucks. Sparky, good job calling the sweep. I ran into you on Sunday night at B-Dubs.
Yep.
Maybe you should go there before every single game. I went there on Saturday, and they won then, too. So, all right.
Did Sparky pick up your bill?
He was already in his car. He was leaving.
Oh.
I wasn't getting anything. He was a good.
Yeah, we're working radio.
I was calling in about the Bucks. When it came to last season, they ended up winning. The home team won every single game.
Right.
Now, they didn't have the same players as this team does on either side. Kyrie wasn't available. Hayward wasn't available. We didn't have Lopez. We obviously were still missing other guys, or didn't have the same guys like Mirotić and everything else, too. But this is probably going to be along the same lines, I would think, unless one team can steal one from the other on the road. I still think it's going to be Bucks in six, but one of the things when you're talking either Kyrie or with Giannis, he's been getting there for several years now. He somehow turned a corner and flipped the switch. He needs to get a little bit more confidence when it comes to that three-pointer because there's times he shoots that. He looks just like Durant when he jumps from outside to three. When he doesn't, it's falling short. It's hitting off the front of the rim. He scored 41 in what, 31, 32 points?
Yeah, 32 minutes, yep.
Exactly. If he would have actually played the whole time and tried, he could have easily hit 50.
Well, I think he tried. He just wasn't shooting very well at that point. Thanks for the call. I mean, and that's something that Giannis has been working on for a long time, and confidence is a big part of hitting that shot. And
just take it.
He still has his moments where he hesitates a little bit. Joel Embiid is another one that has his moments where he doesn't know if he should shoot it or not shoot it.
Let it go.
Here's a little nugget from Brian Anderson from TNT's Brian Anderson. This is NBA Brian Anderson. Now, not Brewers Brian Anderson because he's doing the playoffs for the NBA right now.
Is that his alter ego?
Yeah. Nice. Brian Anderson says, unreal. The road team has now won 9 straight in 12 of the last 13 games in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a run across every series. They have won 12 of the last 13 road games. Now, what does that translate to for the Bucks and the Celtics? Probably not much of anything. But going back to what he just said about how each home team won their games, this little trend here is telling you something different. I think part of what this is the better teams are on the road right now in the NBA playoffs. Those teams that hit home court now are going into opposing cities and finishing off business in the NBA playoffs.
And closing things out. Yeah.
Right, and that's what's happening.
We're going to hear from Malcolm Brogdon coming up at the top of the hour in about 20 minutes with Bill Michaels. Don't go anywhere. Wendy's Big Show still coming up. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane here on the Fan. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. In here till 6 o'clock with you. Want to hear a couple of things from Matt LaFleur? Let's do it right now. The Packers pick in 2 days. NFL draft coming up. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks being a younger guy is easier to relate with his younger players.
You know, I don't really know. I just try to be myself each and every day. In my mind, I still feel like I'm 25 some days. But, I like to have fun. I think, you know, when you really sit down and think about it, whether you're coaching in this league or whether you're playing in this league, you got to feel pretty fortunate that you're in the position that you're in. So why not go to work every day and have fun with it? It does not need to be an uptight environment. We can certainly come in, get our work done, and have a ball doing it. Because at the end of the day, it's about guys playing football. You know, it's still playing. And so, I mean, we want to have a blast each and every day.
Oh, that's cute. I mean, that's shucks. He wants to have fun. He don't want to be uptight. Aw, shucks.
What do you want him to say?
Man, dude, you got to be kidding me. Get out of here. Let's talk to this dude in year 4 if he still has a job. And let's see if he still has his exact same attitude he has right now. That's a first-year head coach that's never had a job like this before, who's going in with this naivety that guy think goes with
naivety.
It. Is that, I think I made that
naivety.
Up.
That's okay.
Yeah, whatever it is. He's going in thinking, well, this is how it's going to be. This is how I'm going to run it. And by year 3 or year 4, and the stress is mounting on this dude, he ain't going to be the same dude. Promise you. They all change. McCarthy wasn't the same dude by the end from when he started. Nate Yost wasn't the same guy he was from year 1 to the end of his time. They all change in your first head coaching job. You have thoughts of how you're going to do it, and by the end, you go, oh, man, this is not exactly the way I thought it was going
to
be.
So what you want him to say, Steve, that you would have been happy?
He's going
to
say what he thinks. I'm just saying, right now, that's cute. That's not going to be the same dude in 3 or 4 years, I promise you, after the stress builds if they don't go win a Super Bowl.
No, you're right.
It's going to be. Stress is going to change everything.
That's true.
And his personality will change because of it.
Yeah.
Just like McCarthy.
What you guys think? I had a feeling whatever you're going to say, Steve, is going to pick apart
you're
whatever
right.
you're going to say.
That's why we're playing.
So this is amazing. What else we can
just
play?
Just stay tuned. I got more problems.
This is where he talks about changing the meeting room.
This is my next problem.
I think there's got to be a good feeling when you walk into the building. And so certainly I think that was an important part of that. And there was a lot of paint involved and a lot of hard work. And it's a credit. I will say this. The support that this organization has and the urgency with the people that work in this building has been really, really impressive.
And why he took down Lombardi and Holmgren pictures?
When you come to the Green Bay Packers, obviously you respect the tradition, the history. But for us and this football team, it's about making history.
Okay.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that.
I heard him say that. I'm confused.
Matt LaFleur just said that. He played Matt LaFleur. Baby Tausch wasn't talking.
Oh, say it again. Play it again.
When you come to the Green Bay Packers, obviously you respect the tradition, the history. But for us and this football team, it's about making history.
Yeah, I didn't hear him say I took down Lombardi and Holmgren pictures. I didn't hear him say that in that.
Well, they asked him in
the
question.
They asked him, why did he take down pictures of the Holmgren and Lombardi?
This is the
era.
Cut that Mike Clemens sent us after the question was asked.
The cut. See, and that's why I've been in this business for a long time, this media stuff. We play cuts like this, and sometimes you can't hear the questions because I've been in there before.
Right.
We're so doggone far back, too. But we can make this stuff sound how we want it to sound. Now, if, in fact, that's what the question was, I have to hear it. I'm going to be like LeBron. When KD said something about LeBron, they asked LeBron about it. You know what LeBron said? I want to hear it in full context. Not just bits and pieces. Because in bits and pieces, you said what somebody else said. I declined to comment.
So are you saying you don't know if he took down the pictures?
Yeah, I didn't hear him say it.
Right. He didn't say it. Somebody else, the reporter, said it.
I didn't hear him
to say him, the question. So, all right, so this is the deal. So I'll go with Gary on this, since he didn't say he took him down.
Yeah, I didn't hear him say it. Now, you play that he said it.
Right. I'll go about it this way. If he did take down the McCarthy, or not the McCarthy, the Holmgren and Lombardi era pictures, if that's what he chose to do, I don't like it.
Well, I will say this.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants. Like Leroy was telling us in the break, it's his show. He can do whatever he wants, Sparky.
There are 1,000 Lombardi Holmgren pictures. I'm exaggerating 1,000.
No, it seems like it is. It's a big
around state. The building.
I got around about 35. That building.
But is he just talking like the players area where the players congregate?
We don't know that.
That's what I'm guessing.
Exactly.
Means.
Like we don't
meeting
know
rooms
that.
Yeah, and stuff like
there's
that.
Like 1,000 of us. Right. Listen, Forrest Gregg took down some Lombardi pictures when he came. But there was like 100 more left.
But you know what you could do? And again, I've never been a coach. But
what
you could do?
What?
You could leave a couple of them up, right? You could
we don't know that.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If this is his deal.
Yeah.
You could leave a Bart Starr up.
Yeah.
You could leave a Leroy Butler up or Reggie or Brett Favre, right?
Take everybody down
the
mine.
But then you could take down other pictures, baby Tout. And you could put up just a plain sheet of paper in there, right? And say, y'all want to replace these? Then we got to win a Super Bowl if y'all want your picture in those frames.
And you know what I say to that?
And it's just blank in those frames.
That's nice.
You get yours in that frame.
And these kids don't care about that.
You think they took that?
Show me the playbook. Show me when I have to be here for practice. Show me when we're going to play the Bears.
So
Rodgers, we're going to play the Vikings.
So Rodgers doesn't. Fine. So you're saying Rodgers doesn't care about this stuff?
He shouldn't.
He shouldn't.
No.
No.
35 years old. Grown ass man. Do we want to play any more of these or no?
Well, whatever you want. Sure, yeah.
Because apparently they're all out of context. So should we keep playing them?
Don't do that. Don't be that. Don't be that guy.
This one is.
Well, we do, but that's why we do it. We'll play Radio Guy. I mean, that's why I like to hear. We'll be Radio Guy. Go ahead.
What about this one on his work schedule? Does that sound better?
We'll be Radio Guy.
On Matt LaFleur's work schedule.
I work until I get tired. I mean, it's been long. It really has, but you know what? It's been a lot of fun too, and you can sit there and you can make lists, and as soon as you check, I feel like every time I check something off the list, I add two things to it. So it's a never-ending process, but it's just part of it.
That's Matt LaFleur, new head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
He's going to be working a lot.
He's going to be working every single day, and he better be. Now let's all make ourselves feel better of what we all really want to hear.
Milwaukee. The Bucks are what's hot, there's no need to deny. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
That blue, green, and cream make opponents running high. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown, making us all feel better when he's Big Show back after this.
The Bucks on the mid.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Cloud-based premium accounting software and full-service payroll for up to 100 employees.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It's the postseason version of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and it's tonight. I'm Bill Michaels. Join me, Steve Novak, and Malcolm Brogdon from Rare Steakhouse in Milwaukee on Michigan. We hope to see you as a face in the crowd starting at 6 tonight, 6 to 7, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Gary, can you tell us about your good friends over at Hyundai
West Dallas? My good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. Dan Richards is the guy. Go see him right now, today. West Dallas Hyundai, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue, part of the International Autos Group. When you drive down Arthur Avenue, they're on the right-hand or left-hand side, depending on which way you're coming. But when you go to the Hyundai dealership, ask for my good friend Dan Richards. He is ready to make your deal right now, today. Go ahead, Steve. What you got?
I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I got the day off. So I just want to wish Chris Kovatovic, one of our sales guys, a happy 40th birthday tomorrow.
I don't care nothing about his birthday. He needs to get by there and make some more money.
40 can be depressing.
No,
you want to get any of that brown stuff off your nose?
Can't be
all?
Depressing.
Hey, we love Chris.
Selling for us.
I don't think he really wanted me to tell everybody that he's 40. So I don't think I'm
good for 40.
I'm not quite sure I'm brown nosing. I don't think that's a deal.
Chris is my guy. He makes a lot of money for the radio station.
Kavanaugh is Leroy's guy. So
I love Chris.
He does make you a bunch of money. You love that guy.
Hey, man, the guy's amazing.
Everybody makes him a lot of money. McGivern makes him a lot of money.
Yeah, I love him.
I can tell you this right now.
You be hey, you Butler stop that. Stop doing that.
A good amount
stop
of money.
Stop doing that.
And if John McLaughlin asked me to,
you need to get I'd on
make
faith
the original
buck. You need Jesus.
A lot of cash, too. Thanks to John McLaughlin, Eric Name, Chad Ryder at NFL.com for joining us. We got more NFL draft tomorrow. Gary, Leroy, Sparky, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Thanks for listening. Bill Michaels and Malcolm Brogdon coming up next. And Steve Novak.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.